Ryan USA Training Center. This National Sales Director, Mike McDonald. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the call, especially any brand new brokers. Welcome to the training call. But also want to send a big old attaboy and attagirl to any brand new regional sales directors that have hit the new pin level as regional sales director. We certainly want to send a big old congratulations out to you, and obviously anybody else that's hit a new pin level, we want to congratulate each and every one of you. But we're real excited here at Ameriplan. We got places to go, people seeing things to do, and can't do it without each one of you. So we want to remind everybody that the core team is on the road out there traveling, introducing to all of the Ameriplan brokers our up-and-coming new added featured benefit medical physicians network. So you want to be sure and get with your sponsor and or your upline national sales director, or get on to the back office of the IBO Plus and see that schedule where the corporate team is going coast to coast, border to border with these training sessions, and you want to get to one of the regional offices. Also remind everybody that at 9 o'clock tonight we'll have a nationwide recruiting call. We do it every Monday. Every Monday is a very busy schedule. We have the 3 o'clock corporate call where we get all the new information from corporate. We have a 7 o'clock new broker training, followed by the 8 o'clock training call, followed by the 9 o'clock the 9 o'clock nationwide recruiting call for you to get your first time guest on to hear about the business overview of the company, followed by the 9:30 simple as ABC internet training call. So be sure all the numbers are the same, pin codes are the same. Be sure you've marked that calendar down. But once again, we want to welcome everybody to this special call because we have two of the best trainers in all of Ameriplan to be on the call with us tonight. So we want to get right into it. So we're going to go to Houston, Texas, talk to the number one income earner at Ameriplan, the $1 million a year earner, Mr. Mark Jarvis. Mark, you on with us?
I sure am, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the call. Good to have you, as always.
All right. Well, it is good to be here, and I kind of ditto you, Mike. Congratulations to all the new pin levels, and, boy, we are getting a bunch of them this month, and, you know, RSDs. Especially thanks to the dollar promotion are popping everywhere. So, attaboy to everybody out there. We know that you're moving ahead. That's why you plugged into this call. So, thanks for having me on the call, Mike.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Mark. And I tell you what, you're exactly right. I was hearing on the call today there's a company setting records as far as promotion goes. So, what a perfect time for us to be getting some inside tips from you on how we can take advantage of the opportunity here at Ameriplan.
Absolutely, and, you know, we're really excited about this call tonight because, you know, this call tonight is about getting from RSD to senior, and, you know, if you're already a senior, where the real wealth in this company is, and that is creating senior regional sales directors, and, you know, I just want to paint a quick picture on what the senior regional sales director's position is all about right now. You know, we're going to talk to you later on in the call tonight about a business plan that, you know, is three steps to $3,000 a month and 6 months past that. And these three steps are done, and basically they're geared up to be 30-day steps. And, you know, and then following that, a six-month plan, and I think a very real, visible plan for you, to $100,000 a year. So, you know, we used to talk about $100,000 in 2 years, 2 to 4 years. And I really believe this, that with what we're doing in Ameriplan and what you're going to be seeing tonight, that $100,000 a year in 12 months for those that are willing to work for it and really focus, real strong for 1 year, it is more visible. I think it's more, you know, and it's always been doable, but I believe you'll be able to see it clearer than what you could before, even 100,000 compared to 2 to 4 years. And that's just how much better things are getting here in Ameriplan. So, you know, as we get into our training call, understand this, that, you know, ask yourself, what does the internet, newspaper advertising, flyers, sizzle cards, what do they all have in common? The one thing that they all have in common is that they're tools, and they're fantastic tools. And I believe working in a cold market, you know, where you basically have a recruiting method where you run large numbers is going to be very important to your success in Ameriplan. But see, there's one other phase of this business, and it's called business principles. You say tools will always keep you in the game and give you great activity, but business principles will make you become wealthy if you can adhere to them and learn how to exercise them and master them. And that's what it's all about is, you know, you can have, you know, 1,000 prospects to call, but when you recruit a broker, if you don't have a way that they can go out and have an early entry into making money in this business and success in this business, if you don't have an early entry, then, you know, basically with all these tools and all these brokers, you still don't get a whole lot out of it. So we want to talk to you about the best of both worlds, having great tools, but also having a business plan that never fails. This business plan has been working, I know, for at least 20 to 30 years that I've been exposed around the industry. Maybe not successful, but at least I've been around the industry for 20 years, 20 plus years, and these principles have held true for at least over 20 years that I've known. So we're excited to talk to you about them tonight, but the key is right now is getting you off to a fast start and getting you to that first position called regional sales director. So, you know, the key is being plugged into your leadership. Make sure you're in constant communication with the people that have a vested interest in your success and follow these principles that we're going to lay out to you tonight. So I tell you what, I'm excited. We have National Vice President with us, Brad Murray, tonight, and he's going to basically share with us, you know, the awesome business principles that we've been using for years that have been, I know, a big key to his success. Brad Murray, you online?
Well, I tell you what, I just walked in the door from the beach down in the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, still got sand in my toes.
Wow, awesome. So you're on that trip.
Well, I just walked in from it.
Oh, is that right?
Well, and I was laying down on the beach, and everyone else was having to go home to work, you know, and we came home when we wanted to come home, not because we had to come home. So, I mean, you really appreciate residual income on vacation, you know, when you got that stuff coming in. And it just leads us into, you know, what we're talking about tonight, and like what Mark mentioned, I think that the key things in building this business, number one is you got to be plugged in with other people. You got to be you got a personal coach and trainer. You got a personal mentor. I don't know where you can go into business and have somebody that's made it to the top in their industry that's willing to take you under their wing and teach you this business. But you know what? You've got to reach out to those national sales directors and those leaders upline from you. Grab on to somebody that you connect with. And because they can teach you the ropes in this business. So you can't do it just independently. You can't do it totally dependently. You have to do it interdependently. And we have a complete proven success system in Ameriplan that's just conducive to all that stuff. So, you know, you got to be linked up with leadership. You got to be plugged into our system. And then you got to hunker down and go to work. And you got to build a foundation. The foundation is the most important thing we ever do. And it's all good common sense. And the reason we do our foundation work is because it's the only thing that truly duplicates and multiplies success in this business. In other words, if I came in the business and ran a full-page ad in the New York Times for memberships and for brokers, and I got 6 members and 4 brokers in my first couple days because I did that, and the ad cost me $10,000, and I brought somebody in the business from that ad, and they said, well, how did you have success? And I said, well, I invested $10,000 into an ad. You see, that's not going to duplicate nor multiply. And so what we're talking about is a system that every single human being can do. And that's why it's a rock solid foundation. Our business plan works for every human being on the planet. no matter where they come from. And it all starts with just making a list of everybody that we've ever known. You know, your business files and Rolodexes and Christmas card lists and family tree. And you know, when you go into business for yourself, it ought to be the happiest time, you know, one of the happiest times in your adult life when you've got the freedom to start your own company. And you need to be yelling that thing from the rooftop that you're in the benefits business now, the health benefits business. And it's just going to be amazing to you how many people that you know that don't have these kind of benefits, and other people that you know that would love to have their own business, work from home, make extra money, let alone build residuals. I mean, six-figure residual incomes like we have a history of in our company. And that was with a $10 or $20 a month product. And now with healthcare coming in at $50 and $60 a month, your generation of brokers, like Mark was saying, it's a one-year business plan to have your toes in the beach for the rest of your life, too. So it's all good stuff. So we make a list. But more importantly, the first thing you got to think about is that you've got to knock off this regional sales director position. You need six members. You need to sell six plans. And you need four brokers, four people who want to sell the plan. And that gets you vested with the company. But more importantly, it creates a success story. Because ultimately, you know, people aren't dumb. When you call them and you start telling about what you're doing, that you started your own business and that you're going into business, the first thing they're going to want to know is how you're doing at it. And if you're having success, naturally, that's going to attract other people. People want to do business with people who are successful. People want to join up with people who are successful. So it's all about creating your success story. And so going out and knocking out that six and four, number one, it's going to get you through that first stage of confidence, okay, that you need. Everybody needs confidence in business. And it's going to put some money in your pocket. And so that you'll have a story that's going to attract other people. And so that's why it's imperative to do it, number one, through your warm market. Okay, we're going to go through our warm market to get the members and brokers. Reason we're going to do that is because that's what duplicates. We need to create the success story, so we need to do it fast, okay, because we're going to be telling that story for the rest of our lives. And in the big picture of things here, after you become a regional sales director, you know, as you start to build a sales organization, all you're going to be doing is recruiting and training others to do what you did. And so the speed of the leader is going to be the speed of the pack. If it takes you 90 days to do step one, you know, that's what your brokers are going to do. And that's what's going to duplicate through your organization. So you want to get off to the right start by doing it fast, doing it in your warm market, having a success story, and getting a regional sales director so that your brokers will duplicate that same speed so that you can get to senior. You need three brokers that are going to come in and duplicate you. And that'll get you to senior. And the reason it's so important to get to senior today in Ameriplan is because that's where the money is. That's where you're going to be able to. Tonight you're going to hear about a 90-day business plan to get you a $3,000 a month residual income in this business in 12 months to $100,000. So, Mark, I'm hyperventilating because I'm pacing the floor, so I'm going to throw it back at you right now.
Well, you and me both. I tell you what, you know, it's exciting when we see what's happening here about getting a senior. And, you know, I think one of the most important things to understand is how you start out on your way to RSD is the key to how fast you're going to make senior. So you don't come into the business in the beginning only worried about RSD. You're thinking, okay, if we can give you a plan that if you'll exercise it, it will make it, not only will it make you senior, but understand this plan, you know, when you develop two senior regional sales directors, you know, is going to put you at $100,000 a year. We'll explain that a little bit. So let's just understand the process to senior is so important that you do it right, because all you got to do is find two people to do that, and you're at $100,000 a year. So let's get started on that. You know, we're going to build a list of 50, like Brad said, in the first 24 hours. In the next 48 hours, we're going to expand it to 100. And out of that list, you've got most all of us have a credibility group That is people that will do, you know, they'll do something because it's us that ask them, you know, to do it. In other words, we got so much credibility that, you know, whatever we're doing, they want to know what we're doing. And we've got between 3 and 10 of them people. That's not counting family members and stuff like that, but 3 to 10 people that if we call them up and say, listen, I've got something that you need to come take a look at, and trust me, when you see it, you're going to like it. Now, we don't usually have more than that unless we're in a position of high influence. But so let's talk about what we do with the rest of this list. It's what, you know, what we call touching 100 people. And if you'll look at how a list is normally comprised, if you'll work your list this way, you're going to find that you have a very warm list. And that is, most of us normally have that credibility group. We have, if you're working at a job right now, you have probably between, you know, somewhere around 5 people at that job, 3 to 5 people. We go to a very large church, and but yet we probably only have about 10 people there that would come off of that, you know, that, you know, we can actually call up and that we really know real well. We got, you know, the people on the left side of us, the people across the street. When you boil it all down, most people, when you ask them to make a list, they have a pretty easy time up to about 20 to 25 people. You know, and they think, man, that's all that I know. But yet, if you'll get them to start looking back, well, what was their list like? What was their center of influence or the circle of people that they had last year or the year before that? And you keep on backing years out. And you know what? I've seen people at the convention that I knew growing up, actually as early as the 6th grade that I knew them, and they were 2 good friends there that hadn't seen each other or spoke to each other in over 15 years. But when they started making their list of 100 and saying, okay, who did I hang around 2 years ago? How about 3 years ago? And if you'll keep on going back year to year to year, you will find that if you'll do your list that way, that not only can you get it to 100, but you can get it to a very warm 100. So now what do we do with that list? As we start approaching that list, it's going to be what I call common sense. If your relationship with these people on your list was a business relationship, then it's going to be okay to approach them from a business aspect because that's what your relationship was. But let's say that we've got people on this list that we know would be good, but our main relationship with them was strictly friendship. So I'm just going to kind of role play for a second, and I'm trying to run through this so we can move on to some other stuff. But let's just say that, that Brad, I haven't talked to you in about 5 years. And let's say that at one time, 5 years ago, you were in my close circle of friends. We worked together. We hung out together. But when I changed jobs, you know, like we often do, we just lost touch. So if we can, let's role play, Brad. Hello, is this Brad Murray?
Hey, this is him.
Hey, Brad, this is Mark Jarvis. How you doing?
Man, you got to be kidding me.
How in the world are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's been a while since we've talked.
I tell you what, it's been a month or months of Sundays, I guess you might say.
I guarantee you. Where are you at now?
Well, I'm living in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, I was just up in Austin, this last weekend and thought about you. We'd all been kind of updating our address book a little bit, and I thought, man, curiosity's been killing me, and anyway, been meaning to call you, I guess, for several months now. How you doing? What's going on with you and Amber and the kids?
Oh, you know, still the same. I'm still over here at the dealership, you know, at like I have been.
Is that right? You still working for the Toyota store?
Yeah, man. What? Where are you at these days?
Well, I tell you what, I came to Houston, went to work for Bill Hurd when I left the Toyota store.
Yeah.
And anyway, just, you know, basically been out of the car business now for a few years and just.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just glad to be out, man. I got.
Oh, I tell you, you know how it is. You just kind of get yourself locked in and you got to pay the bills, and here it is. It's probably been, what, 5-6 years since we've talked, and I'm still here.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you've done real well, man. You've been there for a long time.
Just, you know, making my living, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, next time you get up to Austin, we got to catch a Longhorn game or something.
Hey, I tell you what, you think this is the year?
Yeah, this is it.
I tell you, how many times we said that?
Every year.
Every year, okay. Well, good deal. Well, I tell you, you golfing any of these days?
Oh, you know, maybe once every couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we, I think they're playing at home this year. I think they're playing Tech at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can tie it into a trip and, do a golf deal and do a ball game this year.
Yeah, man, I can't believe you called. That's cool. You got to, next time you're in town, give me a holler, man.
Absolutely. Well, tell Amber we said hi.
I will.
Hey, looking forward to talking to you.
Okay, man, thanks for calling.
You bet. Boom. And here's what you have to understand. You know, it is just about touching base with people. It's about reestablishing relationships. Now, my question to you is this, is if you called, for example, let's say that we gave you a script to pick up the phone and call with, and you called 8 people, and here's what 8 people in a row said. A mayor playing. Now, I had a friend that was doing that. Man, you can't make no money in that thing. No, I'm not interested in that. Now, if you heard that 8 times in a row, what would be the likelihood of you getting one last phone call in for the day and calling number 9?
There's no way.
No, you know what? You start saying, you know what? I need to get out there and clean that garage out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you do anything. And what's amazing is this, is that we come in here with dreams, we come in here with hope, and we're focused on, you know, man, I'm going to, whatever plan y'all draw out, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to 100 grand a year. Well, by the time you had 8 bad phone calls, did you know that you're not even thinking, you're not even remembering that you got involved in this business for $100,000 a year residual income? All you're trying to do is survive maybe the next phone call without just totally having yourself humiliated. Okay? So here you are. If you're calling all these people and having bad experiences, and understand this, remember what we go through is what all of our people are going to go through. So if we can't handle the bad experiences, can they handle it?
No.
No way. So here's what we're going to do is we're going to lay out a system for you where what if you had 8 fantastic phone conversations? In fact, you were on cloud 9 about them 8 phone conversations. Would it be hard for you to make number 9 and number 10?
Man, be like success after success.
Right. So, you know, what we're going to do here is we're going to introduce you to this concept. Like when Brad and I talk, you know, what was that? When we talked, Brad, was that a good experience or a bad experience?
Yeah, I mean, it was all good.
It was a good because if you'll pay attention to your voice, to your volume level of your voice, when you hear from people of the past, it always goes up because you're always excited to hear from people in the past. Now, the only thing that could absolutely change that experience is if at the end of the conversation, Brad, I said, Brad, well, by the way, before you hang up, let me tell you why I called. I either would like to sell you something or get you into something.
Yeah, major turn off. Like, okay.
Okay, so in other words, all this, how you doing, how's your work doing, how's Amber doing, how's the kids doing, all of that, what I just told you was not sincere at all. You see, but if I can get off the phone and just touch in with the relationship, okay, and I'm going to listen for what's going on in his life, and I'm going to use common sense, but I'm probably not going to pitch him right at the time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pitch him, you know, I'm going to call you back. Let's say, for an example, you said, well, I've been at the Toyota store, but I'm getting ready to make a change because they just basically got sold out to new management. Well, then what I would probably do is get off the phone, but I would call him back within the next day or two and say, Brad, this is Mark. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. What's going on?
Hey, not much. You know, you said something on the phone the other day that, anyway, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I really wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Was you serious about, you know, when you said you were wanting to get out of the car business?
Oh, man, I'd love to get out of the car business.
Okay. Well, let me tell you why I ask. I've got something that, yeah, I want to run by you and understand this, that if there's an interest on your part, great. If there's not, believe me, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt obligated after we hung up the other day to at least run it by you.
Sure, I'm open.
Okay. Well, a few years ago, some friends of mine, you know, they found a benefits product that they started marketing. It was low cost. It's about $20 a month for an entire family, and it really focuses mainly on dental.
Yeah.
Brad, it doesn't sound like a whole lot at all, okay? But here's what I want you to know, what they're doing with this thing, is these guys, my buddy of mine, in a few years was able to, you know, become a millionaire marketing this little product.
Mm.
They got a business plan that a couple hundred of them have followed, and within 2 to 3 years have made the top position in the company. And here's what they're paying these guys, over $100,000 a year in residual income.
Residual money.
Residual money.
Hmm.
So here's the bottom line, Brad, is they've agreed to bring me on. So in 12 to 24 months, I'll be knocking down over $100,000 a year in residual income.
Hmm.
And I'm in a position where I can bring somebody with me, one to bounce it off of you, didn't know if you'd have any interest or be open at all. But if you were, if you had an interest on of any kind, I want to actually hook you up with these guys and let you visit with them.
Hey, I'm opening to grab a cup of coffee and seeing what you're talking about.
Okay, great deal. Well, hey, what's your schedule look like tomorrow morning?
Oh, you know, I don't go in until 11, so sometime before then, be fine.
Great. Well, I tell you what, why don't we do this? Let me get a hold of Brad and see if I can't get him on the phone with us. And why don't we plan on giving you a call about 9 in the morning?
That'd be great.
Sounds good. Hey, looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Bam. Just, you know, the bottom line is this, is that I have an inroad because of what you told me on the last conversation. Now, had I turned around and tried to pitch you on the very first conversation, then all at once, I don't have the, you know, it takes me a call to have that relationship. But on the other hand, let's say that the only thing that you and I ever had going on, Brad, was business. We never socialized. I didn't know who your wife was. You didn't know who my wife was.
Mm-hmm.
We never played a game of golf together. Well, in that case, for me to call and say, well, hey, how's the family doing?
Yeah.
How you doing? Well, how many kids you got?
Right.
Okay, great.
Like, okay, you're tap dancing. What do you really want to talk about?
In other words, you see, it's common sense. If that's what our relationship was, for me to now go and try to establish it as a friendship will be just as off track and just as much of a turnoff as me calling my, you know, great friend and trying to pitch him on a business deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's common sense. You know, I'd say, hey, Brad, ever since I've known you, you've always been kind of on the inside of a business. I've got something I want to run by you. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay. And then I would just say, hey, a few years ago, a friend of mine found a little, low-cost benefits package that's about $20 a month. It doesn't sound like a lot, you know, focuses on dental, but here's what they've done with it. Within a few years, this guy became a millionaire with it. They've got a business plan that, you know, a couple hundred have followed. And, they've made a top position in the company in a couple of years. They're paying these guys an average income of $100,000 a year. So I'll be at, and the key is this, is so I'll be. You know, when we look and we turn upside down, we say, who is advancing in the business and who's not advancing? one common thread that we'll almost always find is that person that puts this part into their pitch, if you will, is the one that attracts the best people. So I'll be sitting at 100 grand a year within a couple of years. That is the most important thing that you can say, is that when you start speaking your vision and where you're going in this business is when you're going to start getting results. So I want to kind of, Brad, to, you know, get kind of right now into, you know, there's three phases of a presentation, and the new people that get on the phone. Before I do that, understand this, that no matter what, you know, as we start making these calls, it's so hard to always understand that what we do today, why is it attached to $100,000 a year? Because you might make, you know, you might have wrote your letter of why you want to have success in this business, and the day that you started, we might have sat down and talked about your commitment of, you know, and we might have talked to your family and said, hey, you know, I'm committed to this roadmap to 100 grand a year. But once you've gotten into about 8 to 10 phone calls, it is so easy to forget how that phone call is attached to $100,000 a year. So here's what happens. We get down to about the 19th or 20th day in this business, and we don't have our 4 brokers and our 6 members. It is very hard to understand why is it important to close this thing out inside of 21 days. Why wouldn't 35 days be just as well? Here's the reason why. It's because the 21 days is a time period that will duplicate, and you know, once you start duplicating 21 days, it is necessary to duplicate that time period in order to hit 100 grand a year in this 12-month process that we're going to be laying out to you. So, you know, does the difference between you closing in 21 days versus 35 days, why do it? Because it is attached to $100,000 a year. And you got to always remember that and keep your people understanding how the little things are attached to the big picture. So how do you close it out? You close it out by picking up the phone, and you basically call on family and people that you need to close out that 6 and 4 in 21 days. The reason I'm a fanatic about it is 90% of the people that I've had do that personally have went on to become seniors, and 50% of them have become nationals, and we know the average income for a national is 100 grand a year. So once we close out this 21-day process, we talked earlier about a credibility group of 3 to 10. Well, as soon as you are actually touching base with all this list of people, and you may not be pitching a lot of them, you know, some of them you will, but now when you can go back and reestablish that relationship, you now have a story. And that 21-day story doubles or triples your credibility group from 3 to 10 to about 10 to 30, because your credibility now becomes comes from your story. And that's going to be the key that gets you off to the senior regional sales director's position. So I just want to hit that real quick. And Brad, I want to focus now on, you know, on where we put our passion at in this business. You know, when somebody new comes into the business and they start picking up the phone and calling, you know, we got 3 categories, I guess, of a presentation. And the first one being company and product. How much time do you think and how much energy do you think somebody spends in the beginning focusing on that the company and the product itself?
Yeah, you know, a new broker, you know, oftentimes falls into the trap of information and knowledge, and they want to, you know, tell their prospects everything they know about the company and everything they know about the product. And it's just information, doesn't really move anybody. And I know you're going to get around to showing a better way to present this thing, but all in all, they spend, too much time on the information about the product, too much time on information about the company, compensation, et cetera.
Right. And in fact, on a live presentation, they'll spend 15 to 20 minutes doing it. On a phone presentation, where you're trying to drive somebody to a conference call, one of the things that has always helped me, and it was an advantage that I had back in the beginning in Austin, where we only had two dentists and we didn't have any other product than dental, is the fact that, you know, I couldn't spend a lot of time talking about the company and product because there wasn't a lot to talk about. But one of the ways, and I guess the question is, does people join based on the company or the product?
No.
Right, because none of us on this call was saying before we got involved in Ameriplan, hey, someday I'd like to sell a dental plan, right?
Now, there's lots of great products, lots of great companies.
So if they don't join that, then what we want to do is we don't, even though it's credibility and it's important that we touch on it, but if it's not what people join, how do we get them off of it? Well, one of the ways that I get them off of it is to say, well, here's what they market. You know what, Brad, it doesn't sound like a whole lot at all, but let me tell you what they're doing with it. So in other words, since I told you that it doesn't sound like a whole lot at all, we don't need to go back and start hashing that out, right?
No.
Okay? And then they don't join the compensation plan. So what they join in this business is you, your vision, and the vision of the company. So that's where we have to put our energy at, is the vision of the company, the vision of us. So as we, you know, that's why we get excited. We put our passion on the fact that, hey, here's where the company's at today. Here's where they're going. We're going to be a $1 billion company. And, we paint this picture of, hey, you know what, your cost of health care, what's it done in the last couple of years? Well, let me ask you a question. Has it doubled or tripled? If it has, which we know if you're paying for it, it has. Okay, what if there was a solution? You see, in Houston, Texas, out of 1 million-plus people that came into the world, it's the medical capital of the world. Over 1 million people came into our medical center last year. Over 600,000 had no coverage of any kind. So if, 60%, if we had the solution, would we be at the right place at the right time with the right company?
In a big way.
So let's talk about what happens when people are there. Give you two examples. You know, Dell Computers. Dell Computers was the company that really changed the computer industry. They were a company on the move. There were 2,200 people that walked into Dell Computers saying, with this vision, I want a job. 2,200 of them over a period of time when they were starting that company. 2,200 of them became millionaires because they were at the right place at the right time. There was a football coach that entered into the life insurance industry. And, I'm 45 years old. When I was starting to raise a family, I was on $1,000 a month salary. I paid about $50 a month for life insurance, about $25,000 worth. It was supposed to pay for the life insurance and be an investment to put all my kids through college. The problem was is that investment can never do what it was supposed to do. So here comes this football coach, and he brought with him painters, farmers, railroaders, school teachers, other football coaches, and they came with a new concept to the life insurance industry. Now, consequently, and I know because I had plenty of friends in that industry, is anybody that owned a insurance license despised the man. They badmouthed him, said he was a crook, don't pay any attention to it. But here's what happened with them farmers and painters and football coaches. In the largest money bank in the world, the life insurance industry, in 1988, they outsold Prudential, New York Life, and Metropolitan combined. There were more millionaires and million-dollar earners created out of that direct sales company than any other direct sales company in history. Now, that brings us to Ameriplan. You know, 10 years ago, when Ameriplan started, we started with this discount fee for service plan. Did you know that, they did not know what to call our product at the time? In fact, they wouldn't even give it a name. Well, you know what they called us is, well, we're one of them dental referral companies. And the market share in dental care at that time didn't even register. The only thing that we knew for sure is that it was less than 5% of the dental industry. Here we are, fast forward 10 years down the road, and where indemnity products were the major product during that time. Today, indemnity products are non-existent hardly in dental insurance today. DHMOs, which are HMOs set up with dental insurance, are starting to dwindle, okay, every single year. In fact, this provider access organization or consumer-driven healthcare in the dental field is the dominating force in dental care industry. 10 years ago when they wouldn't acknowledge Ameriplan as a product, last week at the American Dental Association in Chicago, the keynote speaker to speak as an authority in the dental industry was our own Julia Baker from Ameriplan. Here we are in the healthcare. You've seen it happening. You've heard it when they've talked about where are we going in this healthcare crisis. You've seen it on the debates, the healthcare reform debates. You see, along with the politicians talking about Social Security's not working. You see, we're in that same place right now in the in the medical industry, in the physicians industry. You see, we are starting in the Consumer Alliance. It's projected that 10 years down the road, that is going to be where we sit in this country when it comes to health care. Why is it heading in that direction? Take a look at the in this country about the school teachers. There's more people homeschooling than any time. It has created more momentum. Every year it picks up more momentum, and massive amount of people are going to homeschooling. Why? Well, because I believe it's my personal opinion, it is a major mistake when the states do not pay these teachers a significant enough salary to attract people to the teaching industry. The only people that are teaching school are the people that have a passion to teach or that do it for a ministry. But people aren't electing it because of a profession anymore. They're electing it because it's a love. Therefore, we're struggling as far as filling the teacher field. Well, guess what? Our medical care will only be as good as the people that can perform the medical care. And at an alarming rate, we're losing people, that people are electing not to go to medical school. Why? Because in a profession that was once two and three and four generations deep, because it provided not only the education and everything, but it provided a means to support a family, and they were paid very well and deservingly so. But I tell you what, with the drop of incomes that these doctors are having, it's a major struggle. The only thing that will solve that is something that's going to pay the doctors. That's why, as we get into Ameriplan, as we go down the road right here, you will see Ameriplan. Julia Baker last week speaking as a keynote speaker for the American Dental Association. This week, as we speak, in the state of Florida, when the regulators are looking for answers of somebody that they can talk to and learn more about consumer health care, consumer-driven health care, they have nobody but our own Dennis Bloom as an expert to hear about exactly how these plans work and what type of regulations can be should be involved in this industry. Folks, Ameriplan is not a company that's just putting together a product to sell. Ameriplan politically is a front runner in where this country is going in the healthcare industry. So, if you could be on the front end, would you be at the right place at the right time? What if we had a product, which we do, that is going to give the consumer a tremendous benefit, okay, of savings on their medical bills, their doctor bills, the hospital bills, It's not insurance. It's not designed to replace insurance. But why spend a couple extra $100 a month just for a copay of $20 or $30 for a doctor's visit when you go three or four times a year? Why not go with a catastrophic plan that is going to take care of your basic concerns and needs, but yet take a plan in the $50 range that will take care of your basic financial needs and provide medical, ancillary, hospital, dental, vision, prescription, chiropractic benefits, that whole package? Can you sell it at $59 a month for a family? Because if you can, and you can reach senior regional sales director, I'm going to lay out a game plan with you that step one should have already happened on your way to senior. But step one is this. If you could sell something that I believe is going to change America, could you sell 20 plans, five a week? You know, we may not, I know I personally don't go out and sell a lot of plans, you know, but you know what? For 1 month, could I go put 20 on the books? If I can, and if I've got a sales team of three RSDs, that means at least 15 brokers on my team. If they can collectively, on step one, reach 100 plans, I just made $3,000 on step one in 1 month. And if I quit after that, I had $1,000 residual income coming in each and every month. Step two would be that I may not have as many people to talk to on the second month, but what if I could do 10 plans, 10 more plans, personal production, and I could grow my team from 100 to 200. Preferably, that's a month process. It's step two. You choose how long it takes. But that would be $3,000 in cash for that process, hopefully that 1 month. But if you didn't do anything else, that's $2,000 a month in residual income. Step three would be you doing one piece of business the very next month. We're talking about on a 90-day period of time, you doing 31 plans. But now your team has grown to 300 collectively. Not 300 1 month, collectively 300 plans. That would put you at $3,000 cash, $3,000 residual. Now, if you, you know, and we're not talking about an easy road, but we're talking about if you will suck it up and pay the price for 6 months and be at the end of step three, at the end of 6 months, you got 6 months to train two other people to go all the way through step three, that 6 month process, and you'll be at $100,000 a year. You see, the importance of walking through this touching base of 100 people, the importance of making that list, the importance of of closing out RSD in 19 to 21 days is so that you can be on a track that in 6 months' time have residual income of $3,000 and totally teach it to two people, and that is why closing out RSD is attached to $100,000 a year in residual income. Folks, what we got our hands on is so big. It is so phenomenal. Anything that you've ever thought of in America that you could accomplish, wipe it out of your mind. Because I tell you what, this truly is the hope that I think so many of you look for. We're not hyping you. We're giving you hope. If you have the vision and the faith to work the system and go through the process, I believe you're going to be blessed beyond your wildest imagination. So, Brad, that's all I got. I just think it's a big old picture, and Ameriplan is so much in the middle of this big picture that I don't think most people have any idea how fortunate that they are to be a part of this company.
When we look back 10 years from now, then we'll understand it better, I'm sure.
I tell you what, it's exciting to be with a company that has big vision.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, you have anything?
No, I'm just ready to go out and sell some, man. I'm fired up.
All right.
I think the future's never been so great.
It's never been great, and I know that many of you out there are saying, Mark, well, I don't have a medical plan. You know what? The key is busting seniors. You will have the medical plan, but if you've got these business principles down to where you know how to pop out seniors, you'll become wealthy. You know, you'll become wealthy before you get it, but the reality is it is going to come in a very short period of time. That's why they're out there training everybody. They're not training everybody across the country for something that's going to happen, you know, 12 months or 15 months from now. Folks, the future is now. So we're excited and proud to have each and every one of you on the team. So good night and God bless.
Good night.